Hey, Pussies, how are you doing? Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. I am very thrilled to be recording this episode, this particular episode, because it is the, penultimate before the ultimate? That's what they usually call it, right? The last episode before the grand finale. Yeah, so this is episode 9 of the Faith God Life Pod season 1. This means that we're almost done with season 1, which in all sincerity we should have been done this Friday that just passed. So the Friday before Christmas we should have been done actually, but we aren't done because I had a couple of events, and the week lead or the days leading up to those events were a bit hectic, so I couldn't even record before the events. I didn't have enough time to record, so I apologize for that, but I finally closed out for the year and I have time to record. So you're getting a double build this week, double for your trouble. You're getting 2 episodes, episode 9 and 10 this week, which I'm really excited about because it means that we're finally done with season 1 and we're looking at season 2 sometime in the first quarter of the year. I don't know what month yet, but let me say first quarter of the year. And did you see my tweets? So I put out a tweet, like a thread about the podcast, and I found out that a lot of people don't know about Faith God Life Pod as much as I thought they did, which is really shocking to me because I thought that people did know about podcasts. But I guess I wasn't talking about it enough, or I haven't been talking about podcasts enough. And that was really eye-opening for me. Aside from that, people are really interested in a Q&A sesh on the podcast. So that will probably be a bonus episode, like cherry on top, icing on the cake kind of episode, where we'll have just a very open Q&A and I will answer a lot of your questions as much as I can. So if you want, if you have questions and you know that you sincerely have questions that you want me to answer about the podcast, about myself, about faith, about leaving, about my work, make sure that you send an email to thejesustalksradio@gmail.com and your subject line should be Q&A, podcast Q&A. So send an email to thejesustalksradio@gmail.com, or you can send me an email, estheroyemaka@gmail.com, but mostly the radio, so that they'll find the emails on time, because if you send it to me it might take a while. And I'll put the email in the description box. I also put out a tweet. Is it a tweet or a post? I also put out a post that I said that I would really like a lot of my friends from church to actually be on my podcast, which is true because I've had conversations with quite a number of people and they're very, very intelligent. They're very, very faith-minded, faith-focused. So I would really like to pick their brains. I really like to hear their opinions on certain topics comes into. So yes, you should expect to have people on the podcast in season 2. Expect me to bring people on the podcast in season 2. It's going to be a lot of fun. So that's it for podcast update. Now let's move to Christmas. People have Christmas traditions, which I think is quite cool. I mean, I have some of mine, and I was having a conversation with my sister the other day, and I was like, if I get married, what's going to happen to, not if, when, what's going to happen to all the Christmas traditions that I grew up practicing? Am I going to abandon them? Because there's this Christmas morning breakfast in my house, it's a staple, a constant, pounded yam and manga soup. It has been that way for years. And so I was like, will I let go of that tradition? Like, what's going to happen? I want to have Christmas at home with my family. And she's telling me, like, but you're just like your family. I said, yes, but even though, like, I don't know how I'm going to adapt to a new normal because I've been used to a certain way of life for so long. Now that I think about it, I'm thinking of people that are actually getting married. What are some of the things that they would have to struggle with because they've been used to a particular way of life for most of their life, and now they're married and have to start a new Christmas tradition or have to start a new normal? Do they get homesick? Are they anxious? Are they worried that they will probably not adjust properly? Somebody legit told me of her sister came back from work and came straight to their house instead of her to go to her home where she and her husband live. And they're like, what are you doing here? And she's like, what do you mean? Like, I'm back from work. They're like, yeah, we know, but you're not supposed to come here. You're supposed to go to your husband's house, or your house, rather. That kind of mental, like, is it reconditioning, should I call it? Because your mind, your muscles are used to a certain routine, and now you're changing that routine because you're married. I don't know. I just think about it sometimes. I think about it. And I'm like, how will I cope? Like, how will I adjust? Because Christmas, I usually spend it with family. My family, my cousins, my uncles, my aunts. I have never not had family around for Christmas. I mean, up until 9 years ago, our cousins used to come to our house for Christmas. Until we moved to Open State 9 years ago. Then it was hard to commute. But even at that, we would still find a way to make it work. We'd either go to their houses for New Year's, which is what we usually do when we're in Lagos. Or what we used to do when we're in Lagos. We would go to their houses for New Year's. It was like a New Year tour. And it was really fun. So those things that have been set in stone for the longest time, how then do I navigate that and change that when I get married and say, like, I want to spend Christmas with my family? What if my husband wants to spend Christmas with his family, or wants us to spend Christmas with his family? I don't know. We'll figure it out, I guess. This Christmas, I had banga and pounded jam again, and then I had pepper soup. So there was this one time where we had yam pepper soup. We haven't had that in a long time, and I miss it, but we usually always have some type of soup. So we had yam pepper soup before, and now this time it was fish pepper soup and then rice. So either fried rice or jollof rice, mostly fried rice. Just this Christmas was different. My mom made jollof because she wanted to also be able to share the food with our neighbors, and she knew just give them. That's a Christmas tradition. Yes, I just remembered. So when we used to live in Lagos, there's this thing my mom used to do where my dad used to bring home a bag of rice. She had a way of sharing it such that our cousins in Lagos would get rice, raw rice, and they would get some Christmas gifts as well. And then for our neighbors, she would cook. And so Christmas Day, Christmas morning, after we've had our breakfast, she would be cooking. And we would then, when food was ready and stuff, we would share it with our neighbors. So we'd go with plates of rice, with drinks, and we would share it with our neighbors. And so she, when we moved to Ogun State, we didn't really do that for the longest time because we're new here. We didn't really know anybody we could share food with, if they would eat it or they would feel like, ah, this one would give us poison. So we didn't share it. And I think 1 year, I don't know what happened, but so we had gotten familiar with a couple of people, and they came to us and were like, ah, people, how are you going to celebrate Christmas? You know, that kind of thing. And so from there, it kind of started, and she started to cook. This year, she said she wasn't going to cook, but Christmas morning, they came to knock on our door. And my dad was like, ah, you have to cook up because they already come to knock. So you cannot say you're not cooking anymore. So she then had to cook and, you know, share food, which I think is really thoughtful and very nice. I think I have learned generosity from my parents, especially from my mom. My mom is a very generous person. Like, she could have so little and she would still give you out of it. I've seen her do it so many times. And sometimes I'm like, well, you don't even have. Logically, I tell her, like, you don't have. I don't think now is the best time to give. I'm not saying you shouldn't give. I appreciate the fact that you actually give. But right now, you don't have enough to give. So you shouldn't give. And she'll be like, well, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. So she's teaching me one thing, which is generosity and giving, even when you have so little. To be able to give out of that, that's a very, very thoughtful trait, a very thoughtful character. And I'm really glad my mom is like that. So yes, I have learned, or I'm learning generosity from the parents. I think it's very nice. I think it's very, very endearing. I don't know what we're doing New Year's if we will go to our cousins, because we actually spent, my sister and I spent the weekend at our cousin's place before Christmas, just because we set out. I was like, I don't think we'll be able to spend Christmas with them. So I don't know if we would still do our New Year tour, but if we don't, that's fine. This holiday has been very, for me, very interesting. I've had so much fun. I've attended a work lunch, a wedding, and I had so much fun. So much fun at that wedding. It felt like I was getting married. I was so happy, so excited. I was just thankful. My heart was full of gratitude. and I looked really good. I was so proud of myself, and I really enjoyed myself. Let me know what your Christmas traditions are. What do you usually do? What has been one constant every holiday, or maybe not even Christmas, let's extend to the entire holiday season. What is one constant thing that you have done every holiday that you have done for years, or that your family does, right, and that you've seen them do for as long as you can remember? Let me know in the, is it called chat box or comments? There is a place for comments. Let me know, or you can send it to me on Twitter or on Instagram, but just let me know. I would like to know. Or you can send me a voice message if you use Spotify for podcasters to listen, or Spotify, I think. What is that one thing that has been a constant every holiday for you and your family? But that's how my Christmas has been. It has been fun, very enjoyable. I also have a secondary school reunion. So I finished secondary school 10 years ago. It's already 10 years. I can't believe it. That's wild to me. It just makes me feel old. Even though I know I'm not old, I just feel older. So we have a reunion this week, and I'm really looking forward to it. I probably will tell you all about it, or not, because I don't know how this. I don't know how it's going to play out. But yes, we have a reunion, and I'm excited for it. I want to be there. Oh my god, I just remembered. So the wedding I attended on Saturday, I saw Ebele the Servant, Ebele Light. We've known each other, I think I was following her on socials first, and then I met her in church, and we've just kept in touch from that time. So I saw her again after so many years. I saw her again on Saturday. She's such a pleasant person. She's so pleasant, and her company is really enjoyable. So yeah, that's a recap of the past week, of Christmas, of 2023 in general. There is one thing that has been weighing on my mind for quite some time now, and I really want to talk about it because it has been weighing on me, and I've been thinking about it, and I've just been searching for answers. And I'm thinking that if I'm able to talk about it, answers will come. That's where my headspace is. Like, if I talk about it right now, answers, I will get clarity. So let's talk about it. Have you ever had somebody, a friend, somebody you knew, and you had a very terrible experience with that person, and so now you're conflicted as to, should I tell people that my experience with them was bad, or should I let people experience them for themselves? Because you don't want to come out and say, oh, I had a bad experience with this person, and then somebody then says, well, my experience wasn't bad, because then it sort of makes you look like a liar, even though your experience is valid. Have you ever had that? I had a friend, or I knew this person, and my experience with them was really terrible. And I didn't really talk about it, except within close circles. I didn't want to talk about it for a very long time. I didn't talk about it. And then recently I opened up about it, about how my experience with them was bad. And people were saying, like, oh, but I didn't see them as a bad person. I don't see them as a bad person. I think they're a good person. I think they're this. I think they're that. And so it then made me feel like, oh, well, you're the only one that's had a bad experience with them. But I've also had people over the years tell me, like, their experience with them was bad as well. But as at the time when I was sharing mine, new people tell me, like, oh, my experience was great. Up until somebody reached out to me and told me something really sad. They had an experience with this person that was really terrible, and in my head I'm like, why didn't you ask me? Like, why didn't you reach out to me to ask me? But then in that same breath I'm thinking to myself, would you have said this person was a bad person? Well, let me not say they're a bad person, but would you have said they had a character flaw? Let me use that word. Would you have said that they had a character flaw? Would you have, what if you had tainted their image? Because I'm afraid of, yes, I will use that word because that's how I feel, of saying, oh, this person is a bad person, and then somebody has a better experience, or somebody indeed becomes afraid or becomes scared to even bother having an experience. So in that regard, people don't want to associate with them because of my experience. People don't want to talk with them. People don't want to give them jobs. People don't want to have anything to do with them because of my experience. So I'm afraid of taking possible friendships away from them. But at the same time, I want people to be aware that they have a character flaw. And so if you're going to be friends with them, you should watch out for that. You should be careful. You should create boundaries that protect you and also protect them, you know, or prevent them from hurting you in that regard. So it's dicey for me, because how do I save people and how do I not make this person look like they're totally terrible? Because I do believe there is some form of good in them. I believe that they can work on their character flaw and become a better person. But I also want to protect people. I feel like, because I didn't talk enough about my experience, somebody now has had a terrible experience and the only person they thought to reach out to was me. I've had an experience and they felt like, oh well, maybe I should have reached out to you first, or they felt like you can relate to my pain. So then there comes that dicey situation of, do I not talk about them or do I talk about them? And if I'm going to talk about them, how do I talk about them in such a way that it doesn't make them a villain, but at the same time, it helps people to see that there should be boundaries in your relationship with this person because they have a flaw that could potentially hurt you or that could potentially cause a problem or put both of you in trouble, so to speak. So how do I navigate this? How do I go through this without also making myself look like a villain? Because I don't want people to think, oh, I'm coming from hurt because I'm hurt because I had a bad experience. I want to spoil this person's image, or I want to rubbish this person's image. But as I've been thinking about it for weeks, I go on Twitter and I see a tweet by somebody and she says, if I've had a bad experience with somebody, best believe I'm telling everybody so that they don't have a bad experience with that person. And I see where she's coming from. And I see how it played out in my own situation. Because I thought it was my perspective. I thought it was me. Like, oh, you're the one that had a bad experience with them. What if they're good to other people? But somebody else has had a much more terrible experience with them. So it's not me. That's who they are. Like, this character flaw has not gone. It's still in them. Like, it has not been removed. It has not been worked on. This is who they are. And so people are bound to have bad experiences or terrible encounters with them because that's just who they are. I need to let people know. Like, I need to tell people, this person, when it comes to certain things like this, create boundaries. Don't try as much as possible to protect yourself. Don't fall for this. Don't fall for that. There are certain conversations, certain things that you will say or that you will do that will make you very vulnerable to this person's tactics or to this person's approach. Because I was thinking, oh, it's just my experience. But now it's a general experience. Like, I'm not the only person that has experienced this or that has had a terrible encounter with this person. Other people have. And so for me, that tweet is like valid. I need to tell people. People are not going to have a good experience with that person. They're going to have a terrible experience with that person. There's no point telling people, oh, maybe it's just my experience. Your own might be different. Your own will not be different. But then now, how do I tell people? Since I already have identified that people are definitely going to have terrible experiences, how do I tell them without making it seem malicious? Or without making it seem like I'm coming from a place of hurt or I want to ruin somebody's life? Because at the end of the day, that's how I'm going to be perceived, maybe by some people. And so how do I navigate that? So I've seen them when they're at their best. And so I know that they can actually make an effort to be better. But I've also seen them when they're at their worst. And it sucks. I think limiting to the character flaws. For example, if they're terrible with keeping secrets. Let me use that as an example. So I could literally just tell the other person, oh, I know that you're friends with this person, but I would like to share my experience with you. And your experience with them may not be the same as mine, which is great. But it doesn't mean that the possibility of them hurting you through this is zero. How am I going to explain this? It doesn't invalidate that, or it doesn't negate the fact that they can hurt you through this. So try to create boundaries that will protect you. Try to create boundaries that would keep you and keep them and keep your relationship intact. So when it comes to sharing secrets, I would advise not to share with them. I mean, I think that would be a much, much more better approach. Or should I just mind my business in general? Because I don't like drama and I don't like to be in the middle of anything. But honestly, this is where my headspace has been for the past week. And I'm just thinking about it. How do I approach this in such a godly manner? How do I tell people? Because you have to warn people. If I had warned people, if I had said something early enough, maybe that person wouldn't have had to go through what she went through, but I didn't speak up. And so now I'm thinking of speaking up, and I don't know the best way to speak up, because not everybody's going to come and meet me and say, oh, I want to be friends with this person. That's not going to happen. And I'm obviously not going to go to everybody, oh, you're friends with this person, be careful, oh, don't this, don't that. Doesn't make any sense. So that's where I'm at. When I figure it out, I will give you an update, probably in season 2, because I don't think I'm going to figure it out anytime soon. And who knows, I may figure it out, but that's where I'm at. If you have any advice for me or any tip, please let me know. Reach out to me on Instagram, Twitter, or send me an email, or send, I don't know, just try to get it across to me, because I really need it. But yeah, thank you so much for listening to episode 9. I hope that it was worth your while. I feel like I rambled for like 30 minutes. But I hope that it was really worth your while and it was really comforting, especially in this holiday season. And if you're spending the holiday alone, God is with you. Just know that you're not alone. Jesus loves you. And try to make the most of it, okay? I'll see you in the next episode, the final episode, before the Q&A. Thank you so much for sticking with me till now. Please tell somebody about my podcast, because people obviously don't know about it. So please tell somebody. I love you with the love of Christ. Have a wonderful holiday. Bye.